Australia has officially implemented the OECD's Pillar 2 global minimum tax rules, marking a major shift in the country's tax landscape. With retrospective application starting from January 2024, multinational enterprises, NEES, must now prepare for comprehensive compliance and financial reporting obligations under the new law. Key highlights: what you need to know. Australia has completed the final step in implementing the Pillar 2 global minimum tax rules, with legislation enacted on December 10, 2024, and the official registration of the rules on December 23, 2024. This aligns Australia with the global efforts led by the OECD to ensure that multinational companies pay a minimum level of tax, addressing issues such as base erosion and profit shifting, BEPS. Main provisions of the Pillar 2 rules. The final Pillar 2 rules introduced in Australia apply to multinational enterprises, NEES, with consolidated revenues of €750 million or more in at least two of the last four fiscal years. Key components of the new framework include domestic minimum tax, DMT, retrospective application to fiscal years starting on or after the 1st of January 2024. Global minimum tax, imposed through an income inclusion rule, IR, with retrospective application from the 1st of January 2024. Undertaxed profits rule, UTPR, to apply from fiscal years starting on or after the 1st of January 2025. New returns and notifications. NEES will be required to submit new financial returns for compliance with the Pillar 2 rules. What has changed in the final rules? Local financial accounting standards removed. The requirement for Australian DMT calculations based on local financial accounting standards and currency has been eliminated. Now, the calculations will rely on the consolidated financial statements of the MNE Group, in line with the OECD model. Reallocation of withholding tax. The final rules now allow for the reallocation of withholding tax on distributions for domestic minimum tax, DMT, purposes, applying only to final withholding taxes. UTPR safe harbor. A transitional UTPR safe harbor will be available for fiscal years starting before the 31st of December 2026, providing temporary relief for MNEs in the initial stages of international operations. Financial reporting implications for 2024. MNE groups subject to the Pillar 2 rules must prepare for the reporting requirements in their 2024 interim or annual financial statements. Australian Accounting Standards Board, AASB, and International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, guidelines require disclosures related to the new tax rules, including adjustments for deferred taxes and current tax expenses arising from Pillar 2. Special provisions for tax consolidated groups, TCGs, and multiple entry consolidated, MEC, groups. The final rules include specific guidelines for MNE groups operating as part of an Australian Tax Consolidated Group, TCG, or MEC group. For these groups, the head company will be responsible for the top-up tax liabilities, streamlining reporting and compliance for subsidiary members. Other key changes. Securitization entities. New definitions have been added to exclude securitization entities from the IIR, UTPR, or DMT, unless all the entities in the group are securitization entities. Foreign income tax offset, FITO. A new provision will deny a FITO for foreign DMT taxes paid under specific conditions, including where foreign jurisdictions redirect tax revenue through grants or credits. Implementing the Pillar 2 tax rules is a significant step for Australia in ensuring a fairer tax environment for multinational corporations. The changes streamline reporting requirements and provide greater clarity, but companies must act swiftly to comply with these new regulations. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.